my bike again.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I keep looking at
Mom?
Yeah.
We have a tradition in the Biden family, actually it's my wife's tradition, and I'll get in trouble if I don't exercise it. Both their birthdays today.
Oh!
And by the way, you have to sing happy birthday. Ready?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
My wife knows that I did what I was supposed to do. It's Hill turning 60, isn't it? You haven't gotten there yet. God love you. Well, I'll tell you what. My name is Joe Biden. I'm 40 times 2 plus 1. I can't even say it anymore, man. I can't even say it anymore. Oh, I forgot all the presents here. I better be careful. Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks for, I really appreciate you letting me come by. And a few times I walked into the chief, former chief of police and not arrested. Anyway, thank you. Look, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you letting me come by. You can smile, keep on good. She's looking at me like, who is this guy? What's he doing? What's your name? How old are you? Until you get old, kid. You know that guy?
Yeah.
Is he okay? What's your name?
Jakari.
Yeah. Good to see you, man. Keep the faith. Anyway, this reminds me of when I first started running for office 180 years ago. I got elected to the United States Senate when I was 29 years old. And I come from a very modest family. We lived in a three-bedroom, split-level home in the neighborhood that was in some suburban area there, building, and with four kids and a grandpop. But we thought we were okay. We thought everything was all right. But my state of Delaware, I got involved in politics because of the African American community. We had the eighth largest black population percentage in America, and to our great shame, Delaware was a slave state. And we have all the vestiges. The state sort of divided, two-thirds and one-third. One-third top of, we have a canal that separates the entire state, connects the Chesapeake Bay and the Delaware River. And everything above the canal is basically more northeast or central states. Everything south of the canal is southern. And I mean, for real, I talk at you like this, you know what I mean? And for real. And in eastern shore of Maryland, the Delmarva Peninsula, et cetera. Everybody thinks that the pond company is the biggest thing in Delaware. The biggest thing in Delaware. Chickens. No, I'm serious. It's the single biggest $400 million industry. But my point is that I got involved because when I first got it, when I got out of law school, and I went to law school, I had to get some financial help to get there. And I got to law school, when I got back, I got a job with a fancy firm, the biggest, oldest firm in the state. And it was called Prickett Ward Burton Sanders, and I got the job. But unfortunately, in my state, show how old I am, when Wilmington, Delaware is the only city in America occupied by the National Guard since the Civil War, because when Dr. King, who was one of my heroes, when he got assassinated, we had riots in Delaware, and so the Southern governor, he was a Democrat, but he was a Southerner in terms of his attitudes. He put the National Guard on the street for 10 months on every corner with drawn bayonets. Only city in America ever occupied since the Civil War. And I quit this fancy law firm and became a public defender because I wanted to be. And the year I ran as a, they came to me and said they wanted me to run state senate, as a state senator. And I said, I can't do that because I'm working part-time as a public defender and part-time senator law practice. And I can't go to Dover because I wouldn't be able to make a living. And so they came back to me 3 days later and said, I want to run for county council. And I said, county, I can't do that. And they walked me over the window of my office and said, right over there, that's the courthouse. It meets there twice a week. You can make it. So I checked this true story. So I checked it out, and no one had ever won the district they wanted me to run in. So I figured, what the hell? I'll do it, because I won't win. Well, I'll make the effort to go bowl it out. No, I didn't think it would, because I thought we'd, you know, begin to build. I kept arguing more people should get engaged and run to change the nature of the Democratic Party.
That's right.
So what happened was, I made a mistake. My best friend in the world, my sister, that's okay. Manage my campaign. My sister is 3 years younger, used to be 3 years younger than me, now she's 23 years younger. By the way, there is no man in the Biden household that's any younger than any woman in the house. That's the family room, you think I'm kidding? Anyway, she managed my campaign, and I won. And I won a 4-year term, and I didn't want to go initially, seriously. And, but it turns out the decennial senate, every 10 years, there's a new, you know, they redo the districts. And so I got reapportioned from a 4-year term to a 2-year term. Because Republicans saw some of me I didn't see, that they thought I was going to run for higher office. So I, you know, it's God's truth. I'm 28 years old now. So I'm going around the state trying to get people to run. There's a group of senior members of the Democratic Party, the only ones who are mainstream Democrats,
here we are.
Were, that's right, came to me and said one day, I was went to the Democratic convention down in Dover, Delaware, the off-year convention, and I was trying to get other people to run for office. I joined a small group of the Democratic Coalition to get mainstream pro-choice, pro-liberal, pro-black, pro-typical Northeast Democrat. And so I went down to the convention with three of the guys that I had come down with. One had a radio talk show, and then Bob Cunningham, and a few others, anyway. And so after the afternoon session, I went back to the motel, you know, one of these motels you drive up. There's no building in Dover larger, more than 4 stories, at least in those days. Not a joke. And so I go in and I decided I'm going to take a shower and shave and go back that night. So I'm in one of those 9 8x10 showers, you know, restrooms in a motel, and with a shower, with a toilet, of the bath, and a shower, and a sink. And I have a towel around me and a shaving cream, and I'm shaving. I hear bam, bam, bam on the door of the motel room. I'm in the motel room. So I figure it's the guys that came down with, you know, give me trouble. I said, I'll come in. I open the door. And I have a razor in my hand, shaving cream, and a towel around me. And there's 4 senior Democrats standing there. The former Chief Justice of the state of Delaware, who had more people in his family as a U.S. Senator when I used to vote for the legislature than any family in American history. But then I shouldn't say in Delaware history. The state chairman and the congressman who was a good guy, who had lost 3 terms ago because he was too progressive, and a guy named Edward Ann Carville, big guy, talked at you like this, former governor. am I boring you here? Story?
No.
Anyway, so I'm embarrassed as hell. I'm standing with a towel around me in the hotel room that has the headboards nailed on the wall, you know the kind of thing. It was clean, but. And 2 twin beds, 2 beds, and a desk nailed to the wall. And I said, come in, Jim, give me a minute. And I ran in the bathroom thinking I could change. Well, there was nothing to change in there. So I wiped off all the shaving cream, and I walked out, and I'm sitting there. And I leaned against that desk. I'll never forget it. I'm looking for these, and to me, 2 of whom I'd never met, knew of, never met in my life. And they said, and the Chief Justice, we just came from dinner, Joe. And then the governor's going, Joe, we think you should run for the Senate. I said, what? I swear to God, true story. Because they had asked me to go try to recruit people to run for the Senate. And I said, I'm not too young. I'm only 29. And the Chief Justice said, Joe, you obviously didn't do very well in constitutional law. Absolutely true. And I said, you have to be 30 to be sworn in, but you can be elected early. You just got to wait. And he said, you only have to wait 17 days to be eligible. And so I thought, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. So I said, thank you, John. They left. I went back and rode home with the group that I went down with, the three guys I went down with. But what I did before that, on the way up, I had a political philosophy professor. You all have one professor and one high school teacher you really respect. And his name was David Ingersoll. And I called him ahead of time. I said, can I stop and see you? Because Dover, Delaware is below Newark, Delaware, and below where my home was near Wilmington. And so I stopped and I told him what happened. He said, what do you think? He said, what do I say? He said, Joe, remember what Plato said. I go, what the hell did Plato say? No, I'm serious. True story. He said, Plato said, to paraphrase Plato, the penalty good people pay for not being involved in politics is being governed by people worse than themselves. You should run. I said, oh, God. Anyway, so I went home and talked to her with my wife. She said, look, Joe, you're working 40 hours a week trying to get this law firm going, and you're a public defender. And at the same time, you're doing 20 hours to 30 hours a week as a county councilman. Either get in or get out. But there were a whole lot of things I was worried about back then. I didn't support the Vietnam War. A lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. And so I ran. But I made a mistake of asking my sister to manage my campaign. Nixon got 59.8% of the vote in Delaware, almost 60%. And I won by 3,100 votes. And here I am. And I only got elected because when I run in Delaware, not a joke, I get 90% of the African-American vote in off years and years because you're the most loyal constituency, because I've been loyal to my constituency. And so, and things are changing. Guess what? Now Delaware is blue. Well, you got kids, I'm not. We are as blue as you can get. And with a little bit of luck, and you all making sure that we change things here in Wisconsin as well. Well, you got some senators I'd like to see change too. And look, I was going to hush up, as my grandfather would say, hush up. But one of the things that I think, you know, and I'll be very serious for just one second and stop and answer any questions you have, or just walk around and meet each one individually. You know, I really think democracy is at stake here.
Absolutely.
It is. Not a joke. When I ran the first time, I made a speech at Independence Hall on democracy. And the press, and they're all smart as hell, the press back here wondered why I was talking about democracy back then in 2020. And 60% of our polling showed people were worried about it, what was going to say. And we ended up winning. But one thing I want you to be aware of. Trump means what he says.
Yes, he does.
He means what he says. And he says he's going to get rid of all the stuff that we've done, which is making sure that people don't have to pay $400 a month for insulin for their diabetes instead of $35 a month. Make sure, I just go down the whole list. And I was asked, I just did an interview with a national reporter, the last stop I made. She asked the question whether or not I thought that what Trump, did you mean what he said when he said, basically, I'm not sure he's going to accept the results of the election. And I said, he won't. He won't. So what we really have to, we can do a lot, because I think the public is really ready to see some change.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm talking too much. I like I said, my mother said, hush up, Joey. Thank you.
Yep. Wait, I don't think. Not if you could just stand over here and then no one else on the side of the room.
Okay.